Let us pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. We thank you, Lord, for your great power, your loving kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, Lord, for how you have showered us with richly all good things to enjoy. We thank you for salvation. And we thank you, Lord, because nobody will leave this place today unfulfilled. Because you have promised that whosoever shall come unto me, I will in no wise cast out. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Let, O Lord, as always, the entrance of your word, let it bring light into every heart. Glorify thyself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap as we sit. Amen. Praise God. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives. Hallelujah. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, that's exactly what the Lord sent me here today to proclaim. Is the title of the message today, is what he sent me to pray. A time appointed. The set time. Amen. How many of you can say amen?
Amen.
A time appointed. The set time. The Lord said, proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. In fact, we are going to proclaim the day of salvation. Praise the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, we read 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. For he has said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. And behold, now is the day of salvation. How many of you say praise the Lord? Well, today, I don't care what situation, it doesn't matter where you've been, it doesn't matter how you got there, but today is your day of deliverance. Today is a day of salvation. You say, well, how do you know? Because the Lord told me to say it. See, and he is going to back up his word. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'm going to read a few scriptures and then I'm going to explain the word of the Lord to you, how you can be totally delivered. Praise the Lord. How you can be totally set free. And this message is for everybody. Whether you are visiting us today from the homeless shelters, whether you are a believer already, whether today is going to be your first time to give your life to the Lord. No matter what situation you are, you know, there may be things in your life that you have been trying to reach out to and have been, you know, you just seem to fall short and you cannot seem to make ends meet. Whatever it is, today is a day of salvation. And today is the appointed time. There is a set time that God has given today. I'm going to read in Psalms 102. And I'm going to start at verse 11. Psalm 102, verse 11. Now, if you have your Bibles, we do have some in the back if you don't have any. I want you to read along with me and see the word of the living God for yourself. Psalm 102. And I'm going to read from verse 11. It says, my days are like a shadow that declineth. Now there's a song that says, even when your days be like the shadow that declineth, when you feel withered like the grass, it says, just praise the Lord and he will refresh you in the breeze of his spirit. Now, when your days feel like the shadow that declineth, when you say, I am withered like the grass, then this message is for you this morning. He said, for thou, O Lord, shall endure forever. and thy remembrance to all generations. Thou shalt arise and shall have mercy upon. Put your name there. Instead of Zion, put your name there. Say, thou shalt arise and shall have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, that set time is come. How many of you say praise the Lord? And that's what I'm going to be speaking on this morning. Now, I'm not one that's, you know, just say anything except the Lord said so. But he did say so. And we are going to show it by the power of the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Now, so today we are talking about God's time to bring his favor into your life. And at the end of this message, I am going to throw out a challenge for you to accept that favor in your life today. So you pay attention for a few minutes and let's see what the Lord is going to do for us. Now, I want you to turn to Ezekiel chapter 12, and I'm going to read verse 28. Now, Ezekiel chapter 12 and verse 28, to confirm to you that no more delay, time no longer concerning his promises. God will now fulfill every one of them in your life. Now, Ezekiel chapter 12 and verse 28. Therefore say unto them, that's what he told me this morning. Thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord. Has the Lord promised you anything? The Lord says there shall none of it be prolonged anymore. How many of you can say praise the Lord for that? But the word of the Lord which he has spoken shall be done, and that quickly. It shall no longer be prolonged. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let me lay a foundation for the times and the seasons that we see in our life. There's an appointed time for everything. There is a set time for everything. But today is the day of your deliverance. See, there is a time that God set for everything. See, beginning from Genesis chapter 1. If you turn with me. Genesis chapter 1. God, when he made the heavens and the earth, and one of the first few things after that he did was he said, let there be light. And there was light. Why did God have to create light? Because, you know, there was darkness all over the place and so forth like that. See? And then God said, let there be light. And there was light. See, all that God has to do is speak the word. Let there be light. And there was light. See, and God saw the light, Genesis 1:4, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Until this day, the light is still divided from the darkness. And God called the light day.
Hallelujah.
See? And he called the darkness night. So God even gave a name to the darkness. That's how important both light and darkness are. See, there is always going to be darkness, and there is always going to be light. In fact, whether we have long days, short nights, long nights, or short days, but in some parts of the country today, there are rolling back their time and so forth. You know, we don't do that in Arizona and so on. You know, longer days, shorter nights and so forth, it doesn't matter. No day lasts forever. And no night lasts forever. As sure as there is night, there's always also going to be the day. And as sure as there is day, there's also going to be the night. That means you're going to have your good times and you are going to have your bad times. How many of you know that's true? Now, when God created the light, he had the privilege to have said, let there be light and let the darkness be no more. He had the privilege to have said that, but he didn't. And if he had said, let the darkness be no more, there would have never been any more darkness. But he didn't say that. He kept the darkness there for a reason. And here is the reason. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 14. This is the reason why he kept both the light and the darkness together. He kept them side by side. You know, so that sometimes you will have light, see, and you will have great joy and so forth. And sometimes you have trials and testings and difficulties and problems, sir. And it'll be like darkness, sir. It'll be like your days are declining like the shadow. It'll be like you are withering away like the grass. But here's the reason. Ecclesiastes 7 and 14. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. That's the light. But in the day of adversity, that's the darkness. Consider. Why? Because God has put the two of them side by side. He has set one over against the other. That means he has put them side by side. To the end that man should find nothing after him. He wants us to seek his way, sir.
Hallelujah.
So he's going to allow some rough times, sir, in your life. Sometimes that will bring you back to your senses. You know, sometimes some people, when the going is good, they forget the Lord. See? But when the challenges come, then they run back to God. Now, we're going to lay this foundation this morning, and then we're going to reveal what God wants to do in every life today. You say, well, maybe it's not for me. Then it won't be for you then. See? But you have to believe the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that Mary said, be it unto me according to those things that you have spoken. And that's why the word which the angel proclaimed to her, that's why it took place, sir. You must believe the word of the Lord. Now turn with me in the same book of Ecclesiastes to chapter 3. And let's see what God says. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So there is a time to be born. See, now, many of you don't know, but this is appointed. See, you are appointed a time to come upon the face of this earth. It didn't happen just by accident. There is also appointed a time to die. See, it is appointed unto man once to die. See, it's appointed unto you once to be born also into this human kingdom, unless you are born again into the kingdom of God. Now, so there is a time to be born and a time to die. There is a time to plant. See, the farmers, they have a planting season, and then they have a harvesting season. How many of you know that's true? You don't plant all year round. See, and you don't harvest as soon as you plant. There is a time to plant and water and do all of these things and so forth, and you have to wait until the harvesting season. And sometimes even the storms will come in and destroy your harvest. See, but you don't give up. You plant again next season and so on. You know, so now it's a time for all these things, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep. See, now sometimes you have to weep. See, and a time to laugh. You know, God is not always going to give you only laughter and times of joy. No, he's going to allow difficult times to come your way as well. Now, these things happen to everybody. You see? It says in the book of Ecclesiastes that all these things happen to everybody. You know, chance and everything happens to everybody the same way. The difference is, do you know that the Lord is good? Do you know that he is able to deliver you? That's the difference. Now, it doesn't mean that because you are a child of God or this kind of thing that you won't have any of these problems. Now, everybody will face this crisis. Even Jesus, when he was a little boy, some of you may not know this story, but it's in the Bible. He faced crisis. You know, he faced the jeopardy of being killed as a little boy. Because when the three wise men came and told Herod that they had seen the star of a new king from the east and so forth. Now Herod, after they left, he diligently inquired as to the time they came, and he calculated and said, now I want every kid from about 2 years and up or down or whatever. Just he looked about the time frame in which the three wise men and so forth came. So he said, which wise men came, and he said, go kill every, he gave an order to kill every little child that was about that time frame, that could have been born around that time. See, and he wiped them all out because he was gunning for Jesus. And so Jesus, even as a young kid, he faced this jeopardy. See, and the Lord saved his life using even natural means. How many of you know that's true? Well, of course, the Lord, through a supernatural visit to Joseph, he gave him instructions how to save the young child's life using natural means. He said, rise up and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. Now, are you saying God could not have prevented this thing from happening? Could God not have wiped out Herod there so he wouldn't touch the child Jesus? No, he could have, absolutely, but he didn't. God could have taken Herod out just like that, but he did not. He allowed Jesus to go through the peril, the danger of running for his life. How many of you say that's true? Sure, his parents ran for the life of the kid. See, that would be Mary and Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of course, we know Joseph was not the father of Jesus. So they ran and took the child to Egypt. And when he was a few years older, see, after that Herod had died, the angel of the Lord brought word to Joseph again and said, now you may return safely, because those that seek the life of the child, they are dead. And he did all of that he might fulfill the scripture that said, out of Egypt have I called my son. Of course. See, but you see how God allowed even Jesus to face hardship when he was a kid. And all that time that they were running around, running for their lives and so forth, what do you think his mother would have been thinking? See, she would have been thinking in her heart that, well, the angel of the Lord told me these things and so forth, but how is this going to be now? See, because the child is about to be killed. But she trusted in her heart that the Lord was able to deliver them. And God delivered them. Now, so there is a time to born, to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away. There is a time that you may have been homeless. There is a time that you may have been in affliction. But there is also a time for your deliverance. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the Bible says, though sorrow may endure for a night, it cannot last forever. Joy must come in the morning. And there is a morning coming that we are going to proclaim for you today. How many of you say praise the Lord for that? That's right. Now, so there is a time for all these things. And God, he foreknows all these things. He knows the affliction that is coming. Now, God doesn't exactly bring the affliction your way, but he allows it. But he knows it all because he is God. If God were to gain any new knowledge, he would never be God. See, so he has no new knowledge. He already knows everything in advance. In fact, in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13, if you want to turn to it, he told Abraham, who didn't even have a child yet, he prophesied of the affliction that will come to Israel 400 years in Egypt. And Abraham didn't even have a child. He said, know of a surety that your seed will go and they will be sojourners in Egypt, in a foreign land and so forth, and they will be afflicted 400 years. He predicted way in advance. Now, that's even before Israel was born. That's even before Isaac was born. See? So, God, he foreknows all these things, but he also knows their deliverance. In fact, I am going to read it to you in Genesis chapter 15. I am going to read verses 13 and 14. Here's what he said. In Genesis 15, what I just said. And he said unto Abraham, verse 13, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. And they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Now, but their deliverance is in verse 14. And also that nation whom they shall serve, I will judge. And afterward they shall come out with great substance. See? Now, God, he already foresaw the evil and the affliction that was coming upon Israel. But he didn't stop there. He said, after they have suffered for all that time, they are going to come out with great substance. Now, there are some of you today that your life is fixing to be changed. God is going to turn your situation around, and if you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
That's right. If you don't believe it, of course, it's not going to happen to you. It will happen to others, but it won't happen to you. You know, but God is going to turn your situation around if you can only believe it this morning. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now, here's what I want you to know. That you will be tried. You will be afflicted. But you must not give up. And you must call upon the Lord. Now, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is taken from Luke chapter 15. And I want you to turn with me. Now, Luke chapter 15, there is a story. Very famously called the story of the prodigal son. But in this story, there was a father that had two sons, and one of them said, the younger said to the father one day, give me the portion of goods, my inheritance. Yeah, I'm not going to wait until you die, just give it to me already. So he took what the father gave to him, and he went and squandered it all. So now let me read to you what happened to him in Luke chapter 15. And he went, verse 14, and he spent all. And after he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land. And he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to the citizen of that country, and they sent him to feed swine, which is pigs. You know, he was a rich person, but he got down because of his foolishness, because of the bad choices that he made in life. And he went and did all kinds of evil things, and now he's suffering, and he's paying for it. But here is the part of the story that I want to emphasize this morning. Verse 17 of Luke 15 says, and when he came to his senses. See, when he came to himself, which is like he came to his senses. He said, wait a minute, what am I doing down here? How many hired servants are in my father's house that have bread enough and all of these things, and I'm perishing here with hunger? Here's what I'm going to do. I will arise. Amen. And I will go unto my father. Now, there are some of you in your situations today. You must arise. See? Now, if you just sit down where you are and you are not willing to accept God's deliverance that we are proclaiming to you this morning, you are going to be long time in that condition. But if you will arise this morning, it doesn't matter how you got there. This man got there out of his own foolishness, out of his own error, out of his own waywardness, and the sins that he committed, and the bad choices that he made. But he was wise enough one time, one day, he came to his senses. And he said, all I have to do is go back to my father. And when he went, the father was waiting for him with open arms. Now, the Lord is waiting for you this morning with open arms. Will you come unto him? How many of you say, I will come? Will you come unto the Lord this morning for him to help you with your problem? Or will you not acknowledge the Lord? Will you just remain where you are? Let's go back to the story of Israel, how they suffered. Exodus chapter 3. Remember, we read in Genesis how God predicted what would happen to them even before they even existed. And finally, all of these things actually did happen to them through the story of Joseph going down, being sold into Egypt, and so forth like that. And all that story that happened in there, I don't have time to go into that this morning. And all of that happened. And finally, you know, when the Pharaoh that had favored Joseph died, another Pharaoh rose up, the Bible says, who knew not Joseph, and he began to torment all of the children of Israel who had moved down there on account of Joseph. And they suffered, and many, many generations, they just languished and they were afflicted. Now, here is the story, and here is the morale of what we are saying this morning. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 7. Here's what the Lord said concerning all of the affliction that Israel was going through in Egypt. He said, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. Exodus 3 and verse 7. And I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Now notice two things. I have seen their affliction. Now, it wasn't their affliction that moved the Lord. You may think that's callous. No. Because you must cry unto the Lord. See, if you don't cry unto the Lord, you know, it's kind of like you can do it on your own. So he will just let you be. So for 400 years, these people didn't cry unto the Lord. They were afflicted, but they didn't cry. And they were just there. They just accepted their condition. Now there are some of you today that may have accepted your condition. You're just there. Maybe you are homeless. Maybe you seem helpless. You just accept that condition. See, God can't help you very much when you just accept that condition. You must cry unto the Lord for deliverance. Now, when they finally cried, so it's not their affliction that moved the Lord. The Lord said, first, I have seen their affliction, but he did nothing about it. He saw their affliction year after year, he did nothing about it because they did nothing to ask for his help. But then when they cried, he said, but now I have heard their cry. And now I am going down to deliver them. So you must cry unto the Lord in order for you to get their deliverance. I am now come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land unto a good land and unto a large and a land flowing with milk and honey. But you must cry unto the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, even when you are a child of God already, you are going to have situations in which things, you know, you're going to slip up, whatever you're going to get, you have these problems, ups and downs of life, happens to everybody. See, in fact, the Bible says in Psalms 34, turn with me to Psalm 34, it says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. That's Psalm 34 and verse 19. How many of you know that many are the afflictions of the righteous? But here's what it says, verse 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and he delivereth them out of all their troubles. But if they don't cry, he is not going to deliver them. Verse 15 of the same chapter says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. But you must cry unto the Lord. Here's what the Lord does to even people who are afflicted, people who say, I am poor and lowly and so forth. Here's what he says. Verse 4, I'm going to read verses 4 to 6 of Psalm 34. I saw the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. But he had to seek the Lord. They looked unto him, and they were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. But he had to cry unto the Lord. How many of you know that's true? Sure, he had to cry unto the Lord. If you don't cry unto the Lord, then he looks to the Lord that you've got the answer by yourself. It looks like you don't need any help. See, so he may not help you if you don't cry unto the Lord. But as sure as the Lord is God, here is what he said in Matthew chapter 11. If you want to turn with me to Matthew chapter 11, here is the promise that he gave to those that will come unto him. Here's what he said in Matthew chapter 11. And I am going to read from verse 28. Say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, I will give you rest. Now that's a promise that he made. But you must come unto him. Now when God predicts, and when God tells you that the time of the promise, your promise is drawing near, as he says in Acts chapter 7 and verse 17. He said, but when the time of the promise drew near, as I'm telling you today, the time of the promise of God to favor you is here. Now, when the time of the promise of God drew near, as God has sworn to Abraham, then he began to orchestrate events in order to bring to pass their deliverance.
Hallelujah.
And one of the things that God is orchestrating in your life this morning is this very message. The fact that you are here this morning to hear that it is time for God to begin to bring deliverance for you, that is part of the way that God is orchestrating your deliverance. How many of you can say praise the Lord? In John chapter 6 and verse 37, all that the Father has given me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Now that is a promise that you can take to the bank. In fact, you can take it to anywhere you want. If you come unto the Lord, he will not cast you out. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord this morning. Now, the day of deliverance is here for you. Praise the Lord. Now, but as we said before, concerning the ups and downs that we face in our lives, some of you are up this morning and you may not appreciate this message. But those of you that are down, you will appreciate this message. Now, but here's what we're going to say to you. If when you are down, you faint, here's what the Bible has to say about that. Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24. And I'm going to read at verse 10. Proverbs 24 and verse 10. If when you have your adversity, if when you have your problems, if you, when you have your challenges, you give up or you faint, then it means your strength is small. Here's what the Bible says. If thou faint in the day of adversity, then it means your strength is small. So you must not faint in the day of adversity. You must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You must receive the encouragement that God is giving you this morning. He says also in Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 5. Now this is for some of you and so forth. You may even be a child of God and some challenges that God has allowed to come into your lives and so forth. God is allowing you to be tested to see what material you are made of. See? But if you faint and if you cannot succeed against these little challenges, then how are you going to do well even against greater things? Here's what he says in Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 5. If thou hast run with footmen and they have wearied you, how can you contend with horses? See? And if you have to run a race with somebody that's on foot and you lose that race, how are you going to win if you have to run against horses? This is what the scripture is saying. In other words, see, if in the land of peace, wherein you trusted, see, I mean, you even became weary when things are even good and so forth like that. What are you going to do when all of a sudden Jordan and everything begins to swell up? When they have all these things begin to sorrows all around you and so forth, what are you going to do? If you have little challenges in life, the little things that happen every day, and you cannot overcome those things, how are you going to do when there is a major problem that happens? And we pray, it is not our prayer that a tragedy should happen to anyone. We believe that the Lord is able to keep all of us. In fact, the Bible says, upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion shall be the glory of the Lord for a defense. But these things, these challenges of life, do happen, and they do happen to everybody. Now, you may lose your job. See, everything may be going well. You say, well, I got a job, and so forth like that. The next day, you may be fired. See, and if you are not fired, they may come, and another company may buy out the company that you are working in and lay everybody off. See, then what are you going to do? See, if you trust in those things, instead of putting your trust in the Lord, then all of a sudden, you are going to go into depression. But you must put your trust in the Lord. How many of you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
You must always put your trust in the Lord. But you say, well, my situation is good right now. Okay. If your situation is good, this is what you should be doing then. Well, I'm going to go back to Proverbs chapter 24. Right next to the verses that we read about those whose strength may be failing when they are in adversity. The next verse, we read Proverbs 24 and verse 10. And I'm going to read from verse 11. If everything is well with you, see, well, then here's what you should do then. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn to death. Now, those of you who have no problems right now, if you don't reach out to those that have problems, if you don't reach out to the homeless, if you don't reach out to the suffering, if you don't reach out to the afflicted, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good news to those. See that I meek, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Now, if everything is good with you, and you don't reach out to those who are drawn to death and so forth, those who are ready to die and so on, and if you say, if your excuse is, well, we don't know about it, if thou say, you know, because we knew it not, and so forth like that, well, here's what the Lord says. He said, does not the Lord that pondereth the heart, does he, even he that keepeth the soul, does he not know it, and shall he not render to every man according to his works? So here's a challenge for everybody today. If your situation is good, then reach out to those whose situations are not good.
Hallelujah.
And if your situation is not good, then reach out to the Lord, and he will deliver you.
Yes.
How many of you say praise the Lord this morning?
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to paraphrase another story for you real quickly. Here is in John chapter 5. John chapter 5. There's a story of the man who had been in a condition for 38 years. Now, this is for some of you who are visiting us today, perhaps for the first time, or some of you who are visiting us from the homeless shelters and so forth, and you are wondering, you know, what your situation is, or you are going through some challenges in your family and so forth like that, and you are, you know, you're out on the street, you don't know what you are going to do from day to day and so forth. And this thing may have been going on in your life for a while. But here is a story I want to read to you this morning. Actually, I'm not going to read all of it, but I will paraphrase most of it, but I'll read some of it. In John chapter 5, the Bible says there was a feast in those days. See, and so forth like that. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there was a pool somewhere. See? And that pool was called, it was by the sheep market, and it was called Bethesda. And it had five porches. And by that pool lay a great number of impotent folk, those who were blind, halt, withered, and so forth. You know, it seems like the first time that I went out to the cast, the shelter that we have out there on Madison and 12th, I seen a lot of people just laying on the grass like that. So all over the place. They were just sleeping and laying, homeless, and they didn't know what to do from day to day. He says there was a great number of impotent folk just laying down and so forth like that. Well, they were waiting for the moving of the water in this particular case, because it so happened in those days that an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and he stirred up the water. See? And whosoever then being the first after the stirring up of the water that stepped inside it was made whole of anything that he had. Now God was God. Mercy to them, just sending an angel once in a while, and so forth like that. So, one person out of the whole multitude got healed a year. And everybody else just lay down around and so forth like that, and nobody would get up and do anything. See? Now, there was also a certain man who had an infirmity 38 years. Now, that's 38 years that this man had this problem. And every year from the time that he could come, I don't know, maybe it was 20 years from the time he was probably 18 years old or however he was that he was able to get there on his own, he kept coming. But he was like that all these years. And he kept coming. And we don't even know, he might have been coming for all the 38 years. But he kept coming. See? And every year, he hoped that it would be his time. But somehow he missed it. Because he was impotent and he couldn't move fast enough. And when the angel troubled the water, somebody else got in ahead of him. So, but he kept coming. And then Jesus saw him lie there and knew that he had been a long time in that condition. Now, the Lord knows that some of you have been a long time in your condition this morning. And here's what the Lord is going to say to you, just like he said to this man. Wilt thou be made whole? Do you want any help this morning? It's what the Lord is saying. You know, sometimes people do not accept help. You see? Because they'd rather just, you know, complain and just be in their situation. But will you accept the Lord's help this morning? And this man said, well, what kind of a question is that? Look at me. See? I've been coming here every year, but somebody always gets in ahead of me. That's why. And the Lord said, you know, in so many words, well, you don't need that angel today. The master is here. How many of you say praise the Lord? Sure. The master is on the scene. You don't need no angel. The Lord Jesus himself is right there. And he told the man, rise up, pal. Take a bed and walk. You don't even need to go down to the water. You don't need any of those things today, because today is your day of salvation. Oh boy. And immediately the man was made whole. And he rose up. See, he took his bed and he walked. That same day was a Sabbath day, just like this. Now, there are some of you today, and I'm going to proclaim this to you in the name of the Lord. Today, the Lord wants you to arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You have been sitting in darkness long enough, but you must determine that you are going to arise. He said, I will arise and I will go to my father, and I will say unto him, I have sinned, but Lord, here I come. Make me again, even as one of your servants. And the Lord said, nah, I will make you as one of my children. Amen. And he brought him back and put the fatted, you know, make the fatted cow, kill it for him, put a robe upon him, put the ring upon his finger. If you will only come unto the Lord. Today is your day. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And this man, when the Lord met him there, oh my. That was his day. That was his day. I'm going to read a couple more scriptures before we begin to change the order of this service. Joel chapter 2. And I'm going to read at verse 32. Now Joel chapter 2, here's what it says. At verse 32. Praise God. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and in this place this morning shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Now, if you will call upon the name of the Lord, there's a promise here. He said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Praise the name of the Lord. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, praise God. Now, do you want deliverance this morning? Obadiah, verse 17. There's only one chapter in Obadiah, and I'm going to read verse 17. Here's what it says. But upon Zion now shall be deliverance. Amen. And there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob, that's for the children of the Lord. Some of you who are children of the Lord, but things have seemed to escape you. This promise and this message is also for you this morning. The house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Everything that God has promised you, the day of the promise is drawing near. And it begins today. And God will now begin to unfold it. I want everybody to stand to your feet this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Give the Lord a hand clap. Sure. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 32 and verse 7. Thou art my hiding place.
Amen.
Thou shalt preserve me from trouble.
Hallelujah.
And thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Oh yes, the Lord is going to compass you about with songs of deliverance this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, I'm going to give you a chance this morning. Now, if you do not arise and step up and claim the deliverance, you're still going to continue to be in your condition. God cannot help you unless you cry unto Him. It is not your situation that moves Him. He saw their situation for many years, and He did nothing about it until they cried unto Him. Now, whatever situation you have this morning, the compassion of the Lord is here. And He is going to change your life. But you must cry unto Him. You must put your life in His hands. If you need help this morning, if you need deliverance. Now, you can't come to church and then still want to hang on to drugs and all these other things and so forth that go on out there. That's not going to work. If you are addicted to drugs, and that's for some of us who might be from the homeless shelters and different places this morning, if you are addicted to all these other things that are out there, today is your day of deliverance. Now, but you must want that deliverance. You can't come to church, and right after church you go out and go and smoke, and right after that you go and do joint or hemp or crack or all these things. That's not going to work. You must cry unto the Lord for deliverance. Otherwise, you're going to be long time in that condition. Now, we're going to give you the chance this morning to come to the Lord and receive your deliverance. Now, Jesus, the power of God can snap that just like that.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you have any addiction or you have any problem, don't be ashamed this morning. This is the house of God. This is like going to hospital. If you go to hospital and you're ashamed to tell the doctor what your problem is, he cannot help you. You go there and say, well, you know, there's really nothing wrong with you. Then why'd you go there for then? Might have stayed at home, man. If you come to church, lay it all there before the Lord, and He will deliver you. Now, if you need help from that situation, come out this morning. I'm going to pray for you. God, power of God is going to slap that this morning. Praise the name of Jesus. Need help in anything, you come out here this morning, and the power of God is going to snap that. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, don't leave this place this morning without getting help. Whatever you need help with, you come right here, because today is your day of deliverance. Because the Lord said, proclaim to my people, speak comfortably unto them, tell them their warfare is accomplished, and today is their deliverance. How many of you say praise the Lord? Now let's give the Lord a hand clap all over this place. Amen. Amen. Oh yes, the power of the Lord is present to heal. You say, who has despised the day of small things? These be the eyes of the Lord. You say, well, you know, why don't you do some great big thing here before, so we can know the Lord is here. The Lord is here. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. Don't let this building fool you or whatever. The Lord is here. Because the Bible says, this is the man to whom I will look. He that is of a contrite spirit, and he that trembles at my word. Now, those of you that want deliverance, you have any kind of, I'm going to take this prayer in stages. You have addiction with any kind of problem. I'm going to take that first, and then I'm going to take other kinds of deliverances this morning. And those of you that want the Lord to prosper your life, there are things that every time that you want to lay your hand on it, you just miss it every single time. That is a curse. And we will break it this morning by the power of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Amen.
Amen.
And the thing that God is going to do in your life will be permanent. The miracle of God, the blessing of the Lord, it will make rich in your life. It's not for one, you know, this and that and so forth. No, that doesn't mean you will never have any problems. But it means that you will win every single time. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So I'm going to take those that need deliverance. You have affliction. You want deliverance. You want God to break the power of addiction or something or smoke or all of these kind of things that's out there. You want the power of God to snap that thing. Oh yes, sir. I'm going to expose the devil this morning. Because that's what the Lord wants me to do. He said, expose that devil this morning.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now those of you that come out here and you think, well, I'm just going to go to church and feel good and so forth. That's not going to get the job done. You must accept deliverance. Amen. Otherwise, a worse thing will happen to you. You must receive deliverance, and when you do receive deliverance this morning, you must continue in the Word of God. You cannot go back after today and go back to the cigarettes and the smoking and the fornication and all of this evil that's out there. Today, you must set your house in order, and the Lord will help you. Praise the Lord. So let me divide this prayer of... Now, everybody that wants the Lord to break some power of addiction in your life, you come to my right hand here, and everybody else on this side. Because I'm going to do this the way the Lord is telling me to do, you know, and we're going to do this. And don't you worry about anybody looking at you. See, if that man would have worried about somebody looking at him every year for those 38 years, he wouldn't have come. But he kept coming. But one day he met the Master. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, for those of you who are here, I want you to know that the power of God is able to break the thing. Does the church believe that? Say amen. That's right. This is why we come to church, is to get deliverance. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to pray for those who are here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against the power of darkness in their lives. Come out of them in Jesus' name. By the light of the gospel, I charge and adjure the power of Satan to be broken in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, set him free in Jesus' name. I command Satan, let him go in the name of Jesus. He has come forward today to accept deliverance from the Lord. The Bible says, let my people go in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, set him free, Lord. Oh, yes. Let the power of God, the power of deliverance into his life in the name of Jesus to deliver him, whatever the affliction is, whatever the addiction, deliver him in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you believe the Lord can do this for you this morning? Oh yes, he said, I believe. Now Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask the power of God into his life, the life-changing power of God. He says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ that we are preaching this morning. And we challenge every hold of Satan in your life. Come out of him. In Jesus' name. And let him receive the light of the gospel. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I pray for this woman in Jesus' name. Lord, move back the clouds in Jesus' name. He said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Therefore, Lord, give her the grace to stand in the light in the name of Jesus. By her own admission, Lord, she has testified of the work that you started in her life. Lord, finish the work, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Losing her from every grip, every vice that Satan has put in her life that does not glorify you. And let her be completely transformed by the washing of regeneration. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord, I pray for this young man in Jesus' name. Lord, whatever his affliction. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, what would you, Lord, the Lord to do for you? Don't be ashamed.
Help me from alcoholism.
He says, I want the Lord to help me fight alcoholism. How many of you believe the Lord can break that? I can snap that just like that. That's the reason why the Lord called for this morning. Praise the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, losing him from that Lord, that desire, take it out of him. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, take that desire, break that hold in his life in Jesus' name. Now, that alcoholism, it will put a man on the street faster than anything I know. It will make a person lose their family faster than anything I know. But the Lord, he restores you today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father Lord, he has come boldly unto you. He said, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. This man has come unto you today. He is not ashamed. He did not look around to say, well, what will people say? He stepped forward this morning. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, give him the deliverance. In Jesus' name, take that desire out of his heart. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and fill his heart. Oh, with the knowledge of your love. Let him know that you love him, Lord. Break that spirit of depression and so forth. Snap it out of there. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Give him, Lord, a new start, a new beginning in you today. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now lift up your hand and praise the Lord. Yes. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap, people. Oh, yes. This is why we come to church. The house of God is like a hospital. We must come and be delivered in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, those of you who are here, I imagine you want the Lord to break something that you know, there's something that has eluded you that you want the Lord to do for you. It has eluded you. You put your hand to it, but you miss it all the time. Well, behold, saith the Lord, the day of deliverance is today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap for that. The day of deliverance is today. Now, for every one of you who are there, I want you to come. See, I'm going to put my hand right here. And when you come here, you put your right hand in my hand right here, and I'm going to pray the prayer that is going to change your life. Praise the Lord. Let's do it. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Father Lord, I join my faith with his. And I believe in the name of Jesus. Turn it around, Lord. In Jesus' name. The Bible says light is sown for the righteous. Let the light of God, oh, thank you, Jesus, be sown now in your life. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Everything that you are believing the Lord for, he will do it. Today will be the turning point for you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, brother, I want you to stand over here, and whatever it is that you want the Lord to do, you begin to claim it. Now, next person. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I pray for this young woman and her children that you will bring a power of anointing upon her. The power of a newness, the power of a new covenant, and this is my covenant, said the Lord, that I will make with you. I will write my laws in your heart. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Write your laws in her heart, O Lord. In Jesus. And help her with her situation and her children. And Lord, everything that she's believing you for, Lord. She came to church here today, not to see us, not to be seen of us, but to see you. You say, wise men still seek him. And they say, we must see Jesus. She came to see you today, Lord. Grant her every desire.
Amen.
And snap, oh Lord, every yoke of the devil in the name of Jesus. And put your hand upon the little ones, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, the Lord said he will be with you. He said, comfort you. The Lord will help you. He will strengthen you, and you will not be ashamed in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will not be ashamed in the name of Jesus. You will not be ashamed in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to stand to the side here and begin to claim whatever it is you want from the Lord. I want the next person, step up here, if you will, and just hold my hand right here. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, work a miracle for her. In Jesus' name, and for him, together they come. Lord, let thy will be done in their lives. And whatever it is they are believing you for, Lord, that thing that has eluded them, and eluded, oh Lord, bring it to pass in Jesus' name. He said the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions and show them the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. How to do it, how to be in the right place to receive your blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. That our Lord help them to believe and to receive all of the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. Everything that they are believing God for, do it for them this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Why don't you step aside, begin to claim whatever it is that the Lord, you want from the Lord. Young man, what would you like the Lord to do for you?
I want the Lord to restore me.
He wants the Lord to restore him. The Bible says, I will restore, saith the Lord. I will restore, saith the Lord. You know, he's gone. He's probably, you know, gone away from the Lord and so forth like that. He wants back. Like that prodigal son, that message was for you this morning. He came back and the hand of the Lord was wide open to receive him. Father, in the name of Jesus, he comes back to you this morning. He wants you to restore him, Lord. The years with the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the locust and the palmer worm have eaten in his life. Bring them back, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Bring back the joy of salvation in his life. The joy of salvation, Lord. The joy of salvation, Lord. The joy of salvation, Lord. Bring it back to his life, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. And help him in his situation. The Bible said the Lord, he lifted up the beggars out of the dunghill. And he makes them to sit among princes. He will do it for you in the name of Jesus. Believe the Lord in Jesus' name. Stand to the side, young man, in the name of Jesus. My brother, God bless you this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, everything, Lord, that your brother is asking in the Lord to do for him this morning, do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of your brother, this is the word of the Lord. The day, the set time, the appointed time has come for you. That which I did before, I will do again. And that which I do now will exceed even that I have done for you before. And you shall know it, and you shall glorify me. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. That which the Lord has done for you before is nothing compared to what he will do for you now. That's what the Lord said for me to tell you. Believe it with all your heart, brother, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, and everything that he needs in his body, in the name of the Lord Jesus, give him health from the crown, oh Jesus, of his head to the soles of his feet this morning. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Give him strength that he needs every day, Lord. Renew his youth in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the joy of the Lord. It's your strength. Praise the name of Jesus. I want the next person to come.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What would you like the Lord to do for you?
Homeless. My husband left.
She said she's out on the street and her husband left her. But the Bible says,
Hallelujah.
I am married to you. The Lord is the husband.
Yes.
Your husband forever.
Hallelujah.
And he your husband. He'll come back.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are praying for both of you this
Hallelujah.
Morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, touch her, Lord, today. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, change her life completely all around.
Yes.
Let her know that this message was for her today.
Yes.
That today is the day that you have appointed to begin this work of deliverance in her life. And we are praying for her and her husband together in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do a new thing, Lord. A new thing. A new thing in Jesus' name. Now, do you love the Lord? You love the Lord?
Yes.
Oh, he said, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
She said, I love you, Jesus. Oh, she loves the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want the power of the Holy Spirit to come into her life. Snap everything that is contrary in Jesus' name. Behold, saith the Lord, I am he that hath the key of David. And when I open, no man can shut. And the door that I have opened unto you of my grace and of my light, No man shall be able to shut it. You shall walk in this grace, and you shall walk in this light. And you shall lift up your head, and you shall eat in plenty. And I, the Lord, will be a fortress unto you. I, the Lord, will be your hiding place. And you shall run into me, and you will be saved. The Lord, thy God, he will sustain you. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I want you, Lord, to touch her. Blessed be the Lord loves you, young lady. He loves you more than any man can ever love you. He gave his life for you on the cross. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. He gave his life for you on the cross. He loves you more than anybody. And I pray, Lord, for her husband also. Snap that spirit of arrogance in the name of Jesus. And bring him back to his knees in Jesus' name. Bring him back to the place of repentance in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, Lord, we pray for this young lady that she will find her place, Lord, in the world of God. Lord, that she will meditate upon the word of God night and day, that it will have a bearing in her life, and that will lead her always, make her light to shine more and more unto the perfect day in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just stand aside, begin to claim the Lord, claim everything that you want from. Come on, brother. Name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, I pray,
yes, God,
for him in the name of,
yes,
Jesus.
God.
Whatever, Lord, he, yes, wants, God, what would you like, Lord?
Renewed strength.
Hallelujah. Lord, he wants, hallelujah, to be steadfast.
Yes, God.
And Lord, I know you want the Lord to change,
yes,
your situation.
Yes,
too.
God.
You don't want to continue to be in that,
no,
place where you are.
No.
You want the Lord to do something,
yes,
for you.
God.
That's right, in the name,
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
You must arise.
Yes.
For the glory of the,
yeah,
Lord,
glory, hallelujah,
will make a way for,
yes,
you.
God,
the Lord that causes, oh, the Red Sea, hit them up on every side, and made a way for the ransom to walk through.
God.
The Lord will make a way for you.
Yes.
In the name of
the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus, okay.
Renew his strength,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Renew his power.
Yes.
Renew his understanding.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And the Lord, he will write, oh, his laws in your hearts. And, oh, that which is not of him,
yes,
it shall be rooted out.
Yes.
In the name of
the
Lord
Jesus.
And the Lord will establish,
yes, God, right,
his good covenant,
yes,
upon you.
Yes,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Praise,
praise
God. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Come on, sister. God bless you. Praise God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, as I believe together with my sister, whatever is in your heart this morning, the Lord said, I am the Lord that searches the hearts. And I know your heart. And I know your mind this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, and everything. And I, the Lord, I am he. The Bible says, for a man to enjoy the good, or a woman, all the good things in life, say it's the gift of God. It is not of us, but it's the gift of God. And that which the Lord has done and will do in your life, it is the gift of God. And you shall know that it is the Lord, and you will give him glory. Blessed be the name of Jesus. But our Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will work for her anything that she desires in her life. Oh yes, Lord. And the passion, Lord, in her life, the passion for God, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever she's asking for this morning, Lord, do it, Lord. Bring a crown of glory upon her and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Oh, let's give a hand clap to the Lord this morning.